This is part 2 of topic 11. On the topic control page, you have the content of the practice session coaching performance assessment form. This is a self-appraisal technique designed for use by serious coaches in sports settings. The form is to be completed periodically to evaluate whether the basic principles and behaviors of good coaching are being considered and performed. A coach should produce as many of the included features as possible. The items that are evaluated are those which are important for effective instruction and provide the central features of an adequate program and motivational environment. It is contended that if these behaviors are the central focus of coaching, then athletes will enjoy a very positive experience and will look forward to each training session and performance improvements. The intent of the practice session coaching performance assessment form is to assist coaches to become better and more refined practitioners. This tool cannot and should not be used in a punitive manner. Coaching competence should be evaluated by other methods. A coach should use this tool at least twice a week, with at least 2 days between each self-appraisal. Each evaluation result should be recorded on a progress log sheet that is described elsewhere and will not be discussed in this particular workshop. Before you on the topic control page is a listing of the 20 behaviors that are evaluated on the practice session coaching performance assessment form. Let me briefly describe what these factors are. Number one, the majority of coaching time was spent on technique or tactics instruction. The most important factor in sports from an athlete's viewpoint is improvement in technical features. It is necessary for coaches to concentrate on providing this type of information. This contrasts to the more usual coaching emphasis on effort. To accomplish this behavior, the coach focus should be on skill, that is, technical features of performance, and or tactical factors for competitive situations. For a yes to be recorded in this characteristic, this must have been the most frequently exhibited category of behavior in the coaching session. The second characteristic. Individual interactions occurred more often than group instruction. The coach should have interacted with athletes on an individual basis more frequently than performing group instructional behaviors. Number three, more time was spent coaching than in watching or managing. The major activity of the coach was instructing. Long periods of observation or engagement in organizational and management tasks should not have been evident. Coach participation in the activity, such as playing a game or participating as a member in a scrimmage for any extended length of time, should not have occurred. The fourth feature, positive reinforcement occurred much more frequently than correction or direction. The coach reacted to athlete behaviors in a positive and encouraging manner. Where possible, the reaction should have occurred immediately after activity-related behaviors rather than being delayed. Few instances of negative feedback, such as an emphasis on erroneous technical features, should have been evident. Number 5. All areas of the practice environment were supervised satisfactorily. The coach moved around the training area and provided responsible supervision. Number 6. Demonstrations and models were used appropriately. Verbal instruction should have been supplemented with demonstrations by the coach or team participants. Teaching aids could have been used to provide added information. Number 7. The coach commented to every athlete about the quality of and performances in the practice session. The coach should have communicated to each athlete a general assessment of his or her performance quality for the total session itself. Number 8. The coach interacted individually with every athlete during a session. The coach should have interacted in a meaningful way with every athlete on an individual basis. At no practice session should any individual be ignored. Number 9. The coach monitored and ensured that no athlete experienced excessive fatigue. The level of fatigue that was exhibited by athletes should have been monitored. No athlete should be expected to continue to perform when both technique and performance levels have deteriorated. Continued participation when technique and performance are both poor provides no beneficial training experience. Number 10. The coach provided variety in the training stimuli in the program. There should be sufficient variety in the training program to maintain the interest of all athletes for the total practice session. This concludes part 2 of topic 11.